All right, if I could have my colleagues return to the City Council chambers from their compassion break. We will attempt.
It does work, good. One way or the other.
Thank you, we appreciate that.
I'll make it work.
I mean, come on, they didn't make him put there what he said. That's not even in that budget.
All right, so you're here for which item?
Item 774, the request to extend the special rates for public works permitting review
right.
Fees.
Okay. Okay, City Council is back in session. If we could get our TV coverage going again. And Carla, can you please read the title for emergency ordinance item number 774?
Extend special rates and charges and create residential infill permit for public work permitting services through fiscal year 2012-2013.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, Mayor Adams and City Commissioners. My name is Chun Wong. I'm with the Bureau of Transportation.
And my name is Christopher Weir. I'm the Public Works Permitting Process Manager for the Public Works Bureaus.
Okay, so we have a presentation set up here, but I know you've had a long morning and you've got a full agenda for this afternoon. So if you would like, we can just jump right into the questions.
Okay. Is there anything, what is the biggest changes? Are there any big changes in this proposed ordinance?
The biggest change is that in the original ordinance back in 2009, we were mandated to establish predictable fees for permit review. So we haven't had enough data in the last 2.5 years just because the economy has slowed down and we haven't had a number of permits to be able to establish that. So one of the big changes is that we are going to establish the residential infill permits. So those are for the small one or two lot permits that we do have enough data on, that we have enough predictability that we can actually come up with a fee for that one.
And your name, sir?
My name is Christopher Weir. I'm the Public Works Permitting Manager.
And what is your favorite part of this proposed ordinance?
My favorite part of this ordinance is for the infill fee, we will actually be able to remove some of the administrative pieces that have been costing before, because we no longer have to do the financial analysis for some of the projects that have a cost basis. We have to go back and do the accounting for them for these because we've established a fee. It simplifies things and makes things less expensive.
That's great. Great work, fellas. Appreciate it very much. All right. Anyone wish to testify on 774?
No one signed up.
Can you please call the vote on emergency ordinance 774?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams.
Again, thanks for your efforts at continuous improvement and streamlining and effectiveness improvement. Appreciate it very much. Aye.
Thank you.
774 is approved. Can you please read the title and call the vote? Second reading, item number 775.
Create Central Eastside Parking Meter District and expand Associated Area Parking Permit Program. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. 775 is approved. Can you please read the title? First reading, non-emergency ordinances, items, ordinances 776, 777, 778.
776, authorize administrative rule process for special permitting of for hire transportation operators conducting return medical transportation trips from non-contiguous medical brokerage areas. 777, oh. Amend vehicle age requirements for vehicles regulated under private for-hire transportation regulations. And 778, amend civil penalties for companies and drivers that operate or drive in violation of private for-hire transportation regulations, make operation of an unpermitted vehicle for-hire vehicle a criminal offense.
Welcome back.
Good morning, Commissioners. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. We have three ordinances before you today. I will also...
What's your name?
Oh, very sorry. Kathleen Butler, Regulatory Division Manager from the Revenue Bureau. I'm here with Frank Dufay, the Private for Hire Transportation Administrator. We have three ordinances for your consideration today, all designed to improve the permitting and enforcement process in the Private for Hire Transportation Program. The ordinance that increases the penalties is designed to improve our enforcement against unpermitted operators who create a safety risk for the public, and also to have a stronger deterrent against safety violations by permitted companies. We're also bringing forward an ordinance that allows for a special permitting process for those providers that provide round-trip medical transportation from distant areas in Oregon. Those providers are regulated and permitted through brokerages that are authorized by the Oregon Health Authority, and those processes are equivalent to our permitting process. And the special permit is to enable these providers to give safe and convenient round-trip service to their customers who are coming here to Portland for medical treatment. The third ordinance is related to making the vehicle age limits for handicapped accessible vehicles the same as it is for the other private for hire vehicles that have age limits on them. We've received some complaints about the condition of the older handicap accessible vehicles, and so we are making those 10 years instead of the current 15 years to promote newer, more efficient vehicles. And we're happy to answer any questions that you have about these ordinances.
Questions from council? Mr. DeFay, anything you'd like to add?
No, that about says it all.
All right. Is anyone signed up to testify?
Yes, we have 8 people signed up.
Okay.
First 4, please come on up, are Gordon Ross, Wendy Stevens, John Case, and Steve Entler.
Thanks for your perseverance with our timeline today. Thanks for being here. Who would like to begin? Sir, would you like to begin?
Okay. Hello, my name is Gordon Ross. I'm owner of PDX Limousine, LLC. I operate under various marketing names in the greater Portland, Vancouver region. I have been in business since 1998 when I purchased Imperial Limousine that had been in business since 1984. I opposed the private for hire board as a whole because the board was formed illegally. Our industry had no representation on the board when the new ordinance was adopted in 2009. The board consisted of taxi companies and government representatives. Yes, there was work sessions that our industry was invited to attend, but all the input we provided was thrown out the window in favor of what the board wanted the code to read. The code as written is overbroad and vague and gives the code administrator too much leeway to make decisions that are beyond the scope of safety. The decisions being made and adopted or written in are based on what the code administrator, Kathleen Butler, feels are the intent of the code. This gives her too much power and not enough oversight or accountability. The code as written and enforced are in violation of our U.S. constitutional rights under the First and 14th Amendments and our Oregon constitutional rights under Section 8 and 20. There is current litigation in the courts regarding the private for hire code. No changes to this code should be made or enforced until the court of law makes a ruling. The administrators have conducted illegal activity in their enforcement actions admitted to at the code hearings level by Frank DeFay. See hearing case number 3110119, a clear violation of ORS 165.055, fraudulent use of a credit card. The code administrators have lied and misinformed the stakeholders over and over. Kathleen Butler's standard line when confronted is, "I must have misspoke," which is against the city's code of ethics, City Code 1.03. We as an industry agree that public safety is important, but the code as written goes way beyond public safety and have caused good businesses to go out of business and the loss of jobs. We as an industry request meetings with the City Council to go into specific details regarding the current code and the changes that need to be made. Copies of all referred documents are available to the Council upon request.
Thanks for your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi. Wendy Stevens from Fisher Limousine, a new company from Washington State. I'm concerned about the permitting process and the implications to a Washington-based limousine company and would like some clarification from the Portland City Council of where a Washington-based company stands in the permitting process, especially now since the city is trying to make being non-permitted an arrestable offense. Under my understanding with the research I have been doing concerning the City of Portland limousine permitting processing is that under the real interstate Driver Equity Act of 2002, a Washington State-based company is exempt from Portland City permits and regulations as long as the following are met. In general, no state or political subdivision thereof and no interstate agency or other political agency of two or more states shall enact or enforce any law, rule, regulation, standard, or other provision having the force and effect of law requiring a license or fee on account of the fact that a motor vehicle is providing prearranged ground transportation service if the motor carrier providing such service meets all applicable registration requirements under Chapter 139 for the interstate transportation of passengers. And it goes on to say more about that. So as long as I start in Washington State and am in compliance with both federal and Washington State regulations and registrations, I can take these clients to Portland, make as many stops as I wish, as they wish, and take them to a final destination. And that the city of Portland has no rights or jurisdiction over my Washington State company to fine or force me, my drivers, or any part of my Washington-based limo company to be permitted by the city of Portland. Therefore, am I not, as a fully licensed and registered Washington State limousine company, exempt from City of Portland regulations? And the City of Portland or any of their representatives has no rights to fine or harass any of my drivers or my company about being or not being permitted. And upon realization of this act, I would expect the City of Portland to retract and refund all permitting fees, fines, and business licenses that any Washington State business has been forced to comply with, and request that the City of Portland and their representatives immediately retract any and all statements which has been detrimental to Washington State limousine companies by leading the public to believe that we are unreputable companies because we are not permitted by the City of Portland, when in fact we are very reputable companies that fall under the federal and Washington State jurisdictions. Therefore, the City of Portland and representatives of the city have caused undue hardship towards Washington State companies due to their biased and uninformed misrepresentation of the facts regarding rules and regulations by leading the public to believe that just because we are not permitted by the City of Portland, we are not safe to do business with. I would request that the City of Portland Council members look into how their representatives, particularly Kathleen Butler and Frank DeFay, conduct themselves toward the limousine companies as a whole and try to intimidate companies in complying to the city's rules and regulations when, in fact, a lot of these companies that they are ticketing and harassing are not under their jurisdiction.
So your time's up.
Okay.
Thank you for your testimony.
Mm-hmm. I have copies of this for all of you with the great interstate fact if you'd like them.
Yeah, just give them to Carla. That would be great. Hi, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor and City Council members. My name is Steve Entler. I'm the General Manager at Radio Cab, also a member of the Private Hire Transportation Board. And I just thought I was a little bit unprepared, but I thought it wouldn't hurt to throw in a little bit of anecdotal information. I've been involved with the cab industry and the private hire industry for about 41 years now. And I kind of remember a lot of things that have happened in the past and how it all kind of got to this point. About 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, when Commissioner Leonard had the department, we had a particular situation with things gone completely out of control, and it ended up with a number of cab drivers getting killed. And I applaud Commissioner Leonard for bringing some semblance of order back into it. They created boundaries between all the different entities, and it kind of limited some of the entry into the industry that was being accomplished by unpermitted companies. Well, fast forward 8 or 9 years later, and what's gone on is as a result of the weak economy has gotten to the point where we're almost back to where we were before. There's been an increase in the amount of unpermitted vehicles that are operating on the streets of Portland. Basically, anything with four wheels and a cardboard taxi sign on the top will suffice. Most of them probably aren't insured properly. Unsafe vehicles, unsafe drivers, you name it. And they're diluting out the marketplace for the people that have gone through the process of becoming, you know, being compliant with all the city regulations. And I think Ms. Butler should be applauded for her efforts. She's gone into this with great detail. She realized that they were getting their nose thumbed at by all the people that they had levied fines to that just basically were not paying and continuing to operate. And this, I think, puts some teeth into the regulations that are already in place. And I thank you.
Sir?
Hi. Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is John Case. I'm the president of Classic Chauffeur Company and have been for the past 38 years. I address you today as the elected representative of the 15 legally permitted limousine operators on the Private for Hire Transportation Board of Review. During the last 2.5 years, since the Transportation Code has been in effect, the Board of Review has become increasingly frustrated with the lack of enforcement of the new safety code. The Revenue Bureau has been unable to effectively curtail the illegal operators. It is not, however, from their lack of trying. The ordinance before you today will give the Revenue Bureau the tools it requires to do the job the new code was meant to accomplish. Myself and other members of the Board of Review are questioning why we donate our time when the decisions we make have little or no effect on the unpermitted operators of taxis, shuttle vans, and limousines. It would be my hope that you will see your way clear to give the Revenue Bureau the means to enforce the safety minimums in the new City Transportation Code. Thank you.
Thanks for your testimony, and thank you all again. The next four
are Darren Campbell, Ray Miles, Tess Faye Aline, and Red Diamond.
Again, thanks for your perseverance in our long morning hearing today. Appreciate it. Sir, would you like to begin?
Absolutely. My name is Darren Campbell. I'm the lobbyist for Radio Cab. I'm also an owner-operator and member of the Board of Directors. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I wanted to first of all applaud Kathleen Butler and Frank DeFay for their hard work on trying to put up with some of the issues that have gone on under their watch without having some sort of bite to be able to enforce what they need to make this a profitable and prosperous industry as a whole for all the legally permitted drivers in the city of Portland. There's a large problem with the unpermitted, unlicensed drivers who are taking a bite out of our industry. And this ordinance will give them the teeth that they need to really go after and shut those things down. However, I wish it would go a little bit further in being able to address the facilitators of these vehicles. There's a number of cab companies that you've probably seen in the outskirts that supply vehicles to people, and I don't know that this really addresses that as much as it does the driver themselves. However, it's definitely a step in the right direction, and hopefully you guys will vote this into ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your testimony. Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon. My name is Ray Miles, and I'm the president of Broadway Cab. We definitely support the ordinance to criminalize illegal operators in the city of Portland. In fact, I wish it went a little bit further and criminalized some of the activities that are complicit in helping those providers. The fact of the matter is their business model is not very viable if they don't have someone feeding them trips. So we wish it went a little bit further. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your testimony. Sir.
My name is Tess Faye. I'm a Green Cab manager. So first of all, thank you for giving us this chance to testify. And the second, that I'm applauding the work of the Revenue Bureau, Kathleen Butler, and Frank LeFay. I've been involved in the taxi industry for a long time, which I have seen it. All these problems started, you know, blowing out from 1999 to 2000, which when the Portland Airport was regulating everything. And then everybody tries to come up here and then be a town car at the city. When the city tries to enforce all these activities and making them, you know, illegal, then all these companies are going out of the skirts of the city, and they start, you know, putting a kind of a talk, top light and all kind of things, and then they come back to the city and they start taking out the rides that the legally permitted company drivers are taking. Well, I've been asked by the drivers for a long time, and the city has been working on this thing for a long time. And finally, they have come to this point, and we have come to this point, which needs to be controlled. And the drivers have been always asking me, what is the city doing? If the city is not doing and controlling these illegal cabs, what are we doing here? That's what they ask me. I, in turn, go to Kathleen or Frank and ask them, what are you doing? They're telling me, well, we have to change the code. Once we change the code, everything will be controlled. You know, the city has no power, the police has no power, and the drivers see that the police stop these drivers, and then they can do nothing about it. That's the, you know, that will be the end of it today if the city council approved the ordinance of these illegal activities and the penalties. And thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Red Diamond, and I sit on the Private for Hire Transportation Board as a taxi driver's representative. On behalf of Portland's 1,000 or so working cab drivers, I wish to express my support for the proposed ordinance, I believe it is 776, which would criminalize the activities of non-permitted vehicles who operate in Portland and increase penalties imposed against them. There are two principal reasons for this. One is economic, and the other is public safety. Mr. Mayor, as you know, following the release of your taxi labor market study, Portland taxi drivers face severe adverse working conditions with long hours and sub-minimum wages. The amount of revenue that we lose due to these rogue elements that come in from out of town and steal our business is a significant contributing factor to that, and we appreciate all efforts to plug that leak because it is very significant. The public safety issue boils down to a number of things. I hear anecdotally from my customers who inadvertently stray into these taxis that these drivers don't live in Portland, they don't know the neighborhoods, and they routinely refuse to accept credit cards, so they're not giving good service. And there's no recourse if the customer has a complaint because the city of Portland has no jurisdiction over them. Also, these drivers are not drug tested. They are not criminal background checked. Their driving records are not checked. And it's almost virtually certain that the amount of commercial liability insurance that these vehicles have is not going to meet the standards imposed by the city upon permitted taxi vehicles. So the public safety issue is very important. I also hear accounts from my drivers who approach these out-of-town drivers and try and confront them and tell them, hey, you're stealing my business, you shouldn't be working here, you're not permitted. And it's led to some very tense confrontational situations at street level. Concurrent with these proposals for increased fines, I encourage the mayor and city commissioners to consider increased capacities for enforcement strategies. Drivers do have a problem with lack of enforcement of already existing ordinances and the inability of the city to effectively curtail a lot of business that is being taken from us by code violators. And so we've heard some encouraging things about enhanced enforcement strategies, including putting a person out on the street where our business takes place. And so I encourage you to move in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for your testimony. Does anyone else wish to testify on this matter? All right. Any additional discussion from the City Council for staff?
So these are non-emergency ordinances. I would like a response from staff on the concerns that were raised over the next 2 weeks before we vote. Not right now, but over the next 2 weeks, the issues that were raised, particularly regarding interstate commerce, I'd like to know the response on that. Thank you.
So I would just, since we're not going to vote today, observe that I'm very impressed with the work Kathleen Butler and Frank Dufay have done. It's an interesting theory, to be polite, that one argues they can just roll in the city of Portland and behave as a cab but not be regulated as a cab, thereby negating years and years of work to make sure our cab drivers are minimally trained, that we only have a certain number of cabs so the public is adequately serviced, and to somehow think one can circumvent all that arrange deals with some of the hotels to circumvent our cab companies, which parenthetically, I would agree, I would be interested in criminalizing some of that behavior as well. But I think that these ordinances are very balanced and probably a long time coming. So thank you for your work, and I'm going to be pleased to vote for them.
Thanks as well for everyone taking the time to testify today. For those that work directly on this from the industry, thanks for your input. Whether I agree or disagree with you, appreciate the input. And thanks to Ms. Butler and Mr. DeFay for the great work on this proposal. And we will consider it. We're not in session next week, so we'll consider it and vote on it 2 weeks from today. Thank you very much. That gets us to a set of ordinances. Can you please read 779 through 783?
Mm-hmm. 779, grant a right-of-way use agreement to Cricket Communications, Inc. for 3 years for mobile telecommunications services and establish terms and conditions. 780, grant a right-of-way use agreement to New Singular Wireless PCS, LLC for 3 years for mobile telecommunications services and establish terms and conditions. 781, grant a right-of-way use agreement to T-Mobile West Corporation, Inc. for 5 years for mobile telecommunications services and establish terms and conditions. 782, extend a temporary revocable permit to Clear Wireless, LLC to use the city streets to provide wireless broadband internet access services and establish terms and conditions. And 783, extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to Sprint Spectrum LP to build and operate wireless facilities within city streets.
Commissioner Dan Saltzman.
Well, I will turn it over to Jennifer Lee for the Office for Community Technology to give us a brief explanation.
Okay. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Jennifer Lee from the Office for Community Technology. These five ordinances before you today, I'm happy to bring forward to you. 7 years ago, the City Council first granted authority for wireless right-of-way agreements. These five carriers' agreements will currently expire on June 30th, 2012. The city's general policy has been to grant short-term authority to wireless carriers. This allows the city to remain flexible with the rapidly developing technology in the wireless industry and to adapt our right-of-way agreements as necessary to these industry changes. The terms and conditions of the agreements have been standardized to provide a consistent approach among the wireless agreements based on feedback we received from citizens, other city bureaus, the wireless industry, and utility pole owners. Staff have negotiated new agreements with three of the five carriers, AT&T, Cricket, and T-Mobile, which are before you today. Two companies' agreements, that would be Clear and Sprint, were not able to be concluded in time for submission onto today's agenda, so we're requesting an extension of their agreement for a short period of time while we conclude negotiations. We expect to have the renewal agreements presented to Council very shortly on substantially similar terms as the agreements before you today. I thank the Council for considering and moving forward with these agreements and extensions so that wireless services to customers will continue to be uninterrupted within the City of Portland. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions from the Council? All right. Does anyone wish to testify on this
matter? No one signed up. Seven seven nine. Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Considering how controversial wireless facilities in the right-of-way has been over the past 4 years or more, I really appreciate the fact that there's nobody here to testify, which shows that you've done a good job. I think it shows a good job of notifying folks and creating agreements which do meet the test of common sense and of requiring companies to pay for the use of the right-of-way, which, as a reminder to everybody, does go into the city's general fund and helps fund police, fire, and parks and all the other things that the general fund funds. So thank you, Jennifer, for your diligence on this. You're a relatively new member of the Office for Community Technology. Director David Olson is going to be stepping down, and I think his hiring of you is one of his legacies to our city and to the office. So I appreciate that. And with that, I'm pleased to vote aye.
Adams.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye. 781.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Adams? Saltzman?
Well, I just wanted to take this opportunity. My last appearance here is the commissioner in charge for the Office for Community Technology, soon to become the division for the Office of Community Community Technology, a division within the Revenue Bureau. So I just wanted to acknowledge the great work and my pleasure of being the commissioner in charge twice over this bureau. I also want to acknowledge David Olson, who will be appropriately feted today at 4 o'clock in the atrium. Well, you should see his proclamation. It's something else.
Wow.
Thanks, Mayor. Yeah, it's a doozy. But anyway, I also want to thank Jennifer for the good work. So please to vote aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Adams.
Commissioner Saltzman, congratulations. Thank you for your services.
Services, and thanks for your work on this, and I look forward to seeing you at 4. Aye. So approved. We're in recess till 2 p.m. So short.